set your calendars, mark your calendars, do whatever you got to do to your calendars to come out to our Lord Make Us One 2018 Spring Revival. Revival dates are Tuesday, May 15th through Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. nightly, and Sunday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Each weeknight, we'll be blessed with a word from God preached by these Sons of the Bethel Deliverance International Church family. Pastor Kevin Washington, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon, Pastor Tim Baldwin, and Pastor Jason Sproul. On Sunday evening, join us for an impactful word from our pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Services will be held at the Bethel Deliverance International Church Main Sanctuary, located at 2929 West Shelnam Avenue, Winco, PA, 19095. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us via the internet at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul said Satan would get an advantage of us, 2 Corinthians 2:11, when we are ignorant of his devices. Ignorant of his devices, what does that mean? Because the word that Paul uses is noema. And noema means perception, thought. He's saying that the enemy will plant thoughts in our mind. And the warfare begins in your mind. Yeah. Pastor Lambert won't use me. Pastor Lambert don't even respect the gift that I have. Pastor Lambert won't this. Pastor Lambert won't that. But you won't stop for a moment. Just a moment. Just pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and answer this question. If God called you, why isn't he using you? It's not up to Pastor Lambert. Pastor Lambert didn't call you. Well, you ought to give me a chance. Why? He gave me this church. I'm not obligated to give you a chance. There's nothing in the Bible that says I have to give you a chance. But how else am I ever going to learn? You didn't go to your teacher and say, well, how else am I going to learn math unless you let me teach this class? You sat there and mastered it. Then when the teacher saw that you were competent, they started you off in tutoring other people. So here comes the devil giving us these perceptions. The secondary meaning of this word noema is purpose. He's saying that we are not ignorant of the devil's purpose. What's his purpose? Jesus tells us. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You take those three words and you put them in front of every other noun. Now, as humans, we are woefully ineffective in our ability to fight off the devil because it's easier just to fall into what people expect. It's like you talk to some of the thugs on the street and say, how'd you wind up here? Well, you know, I didn't have a father in the home. Sometimes that's an excuse, but more than not, it's right. I had a young man who I served as his pastor, not in Bethel, so don't even start thinking, well, who could it be? You know, No. And he had a very difficult time with my discipline, very difficult. And most people were saying, yeah, that's the demonic spirit of rebellion, and you need to deal with that. But I didn't, because I understood that he could not rationalize discipline from me because he never had a father. So he became defensive because he didn't understand that it's a father's responsibility to discipline. So if you have no father, when things come from this pulpit, you're going to say, you can't tell me what to do, shoot. And then we're going to throw those words, I'm grown. You ain't older than God. Everybody in here older than me because I'm only 30. But you're not older than God. But what makes us think that way? Our experiences. If you never had a mother, some men never had a mother. They're not looking for a wife. They're looking for a mother. And even in moments of passion, they call you mommy. And you call him daddy in moments of passion. That's incest. What's happening? Your inside is crying out for what you never had as a child. If you have a normal dad relationship, when you get married, you ain't calling him daddy. I'm glad there are no first-time visitors here today. They might have to go to the bathroom right now. What brings us to this place where we are we call it disassociation. Disassociation means that when I am in a negative situation or something bad is happening around me, I have the mental ability to disassociate myself, which means I'm not going to feel anything while it's happening. I'm not going to respond to it. It's like you can sit and listen to a person but not remember one thing they say because you have disassociated yourself from my whole sermon. You hear me, but you're not listening. You've disassociated yourself. This is a very powerful defense mechanism, particularly if you've ever been physically abused. When the amygdala and the hippocampus, which God gave us for memory, and unfortunately it remembers painful things, there's no isolation, there's no deliverance, because that's the purpose of those two parts of the brain. They remember. They remember. That's what people who have PTSD, they literally have brain pains because they're trying to force that bad memory down, but the hippocampus and the amygdala will not allow it to be forced down, so it keeps bringing it up, and that makes them violent. And so when you are trying to disassociate, you start thinking in other directions. Well, I don't want to remember that no more. I don't want to remember that no more. But the amygdala and the hippocampus keep bringing it up. That's why the Bible says, in Philippians, Paul says, this is what you are supposed to think about. My God, it's a powerful statement. He's not saying God's going to take that out of your mind. He's saying you redirect your thoughts. When painful stuff comes, he said, only think about those things that are virtuous, praiseworthy. If there is, oh my God, he's not saying, look, that painful stuff is going to come. When you dwell on it, it's going to become part of you. When you dwell on what they did to you, you're going to start hating them. But when that comes back through your hippocampus and your amygdala in the brain, you immediately think what Paul says, but that's still God's child. That's still the person that the Lord's hand is on. My God, hallelujah. That's what David did when Saul was trying to kill him. He said, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. Even though the anointing was taken away, David said, the anointing is gone, but he's still the king. I have no problem with Donald Trump. He does not occupy my thoughts. I do not lose sleep over things that he does. That's God's business. I am not going to waste energy on President Trump. I am going to pray for him. But I ain't going to go, I can't believe it. I can't believe the people voted for him. That's not my business. Because I can't say I believe in the sovereignty of God and then question the manner in which he shows it. I'm not of this world. I'm in it. Whoever's in the White House is not in my house. Victory for me doesn't come from the White House. It comes from the Lord's house. Paul said, my citizenship is in heaven. Lord, I wish, hallelujah. Notice what he says. We are not ignorant. This is powerful because the tertiary, the third meaning of that word noema is intellect. We are not ignorant of the devil's intellect. He ain't as stupid as you've been led to believe. People will tell you all the time, oh, the devil is dumb. No, he's a fool, but he ain't stupid. I said, preacher, why you call him a fool? Listen, he was up guarding the throne of God and decided that he wanted to be greater than God. After watching God create the heavens and the earth, after watching God make life out of dirt, after seeing God hang the stars in space without strings, after seeing God make the sun and put it up there and cause the planets to rotate, when you see somebody that has that kind of power, you know they can take you out. But this fool decided that he was going to exalt his throne against the throne of the Father. Like a young man challenges his dad. Now, you Pentecostal dads will go, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You good dads will punch him right in the mouth. You ain't going to kill him. One punch ain't going to kill him. You watch it even in the animal kingdom. The young lion comes back and tries to boss the mother around. I saw that once on National Geographic. He come traipsing in, growling at his mother. Now, the father, the male, he usually makes the kids and moves on. See, that's all they do is eat, sleep, and fornicate. That's all they do. I don't even know why they call them kings of the beast. They don't even do anything. He don't even hunt. The woman hunts. Y'all been shopping forever. They hunt. He just sits there and waits and comes in to eat the food. Well, this young male lion came up and started selling his mother wolf tickets. Mama didn't fight with him and go look for counseling like some of us do. Pastor, I don't know what to do with my son. I don't know what to do with my son. She didn't do that. She just let out a roar, right? She just made a noise. And about an hour or so later, daddy came. And daddy walked up to the boy and swatted him. He bowed down and didn't bother mama no more. Now, let's make that spiritual. When the devil comes in and harasses you and challenges you, just call the father. All you got to do is call the father. It's called prayer and praise. When you start sending praise up to God, God will show up and tell the devil, pop, get out of here. You can't mess with my child, but the enemy will tell you that you are under too much stress. Where is he planting it in your mind? Paul says we are not supposed to be ignorant of his devices, his thoughts, and his perception. If he can perceive that you're a weak Christian who can't stand people talking about you, he's going to keep having people talk about you. But if you see, this is why you can't get away from your socialization. There's a difference between a suburban Christian and a hood Christian. Suburban Christians can't handle being talked about. Oh, why are you looking at me? Oh, praise the Lord. Is there something wrong? A hood Christian say, look on, baby. We got a problem. See, that mentality gets you through. See, because we're in a battle. You can't have a warrior's mentality running home to mama. See, if you come from the old school, when you ran in the house and somebody chased you in the house, the old parents said, get back out there. If you don't beat on them, I'm going to beat you. Well, God doesn't say it like that, but he'll tell you, get back out there. And you don't even have to fight. I just need you to stand. And when you stand, sing a song. That's what he told Jehoshaphat. Put the choir in front of the army. The devil can't handle it when you sing a song. He wants you to quote a bunch of scriptures and try to throw theology on, devil. I'm singing a song. What's the song for? He already brought me through something like this. I already slew my lion and my bear. What I'm looking at right now is no match for the God who brought me through. So get out of here.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3218A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m., and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.